Chag Sameach, a few words pertaining to the festival of Sukkot. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, on the 15th day of this 7th month is the feast of tabernacles from 7 days unto the Lord. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 34. We are commanded to dwell in Sukkot booths for a 7-day period as a commemoration of our dwelling in Sukkot temporary structures while wandering in the desert for 40 years. During this time spent traveling from one place to another, the children of Israel were protected by the clouds of glory that sheltered them from the heat of the day. The pillar of fire at night provided illumination for Bnei Yisrael as well as warmth. The Sukkot that we build at this time of year are meant to remind us of the temporary structures in the wilderness wherein our ancestors dwelt. According to some commentators, these structures built between Yom Kippur and the beginning of Sukkot, wherein we either dwell in or at least have meals within, symbolize the clouds of glory that served as a shelter from the elements. Thus, it is the shach, the thatched roof in particular, that reminds us that in actuality, it was God's presence manifested as the clouds of glory that protected us above and beyond what these structures themselves could provide. When we dwell in Sukkot for 7 days, we are demonstrating our trust in Hashem. These fragile dwellings serve not only to remind us of our past journeys in the desert, rather also as a personal reminder to seek God as our refuge. When we are troubled by the nisyanos, the challenges of Olam Hazeh, this world, we may find relief in Hashem's offer of protection for those who seek Him. As is written, for He concealeth me in His pavilion, Sukkah, in the day of evil. He hideth me in the covert of His tent. He lifteth me upon a rock. Psalm 27:5. Chag Sameach.